Let's go to Block Club Chicago for extremely local news. Seamus Toomey with us. Seamus, I hear that Westtown is going to be the new gallery district. What's going on there?
Well, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, this is interesting. It sort of sprung up organically over the last 4 or 5 years. This is mostly the 1600 and 1700 block of West Chicago in Westtown. You know, one art gallery after another has just found its way into the stretch, and it's really sort of feeding off of each other, and it's become an art gallery district of sorts. Really, the one of the first in the city. The latest one opens tomorrow. It's called Patron. It's at 1612 West Chicago, and it joins about seven others that are on that stretch there. And they say, having them all there together sort of adds to the energy of it. People can go from place to place, have a central place to go and enjoy themselves. So it's interesting. This one is opened by the two owners are Emmanuel Aguilar and Julia Fishbach. They're opening tomorrow, and check it out. It's called Patron, and just sort of something else to do in the Westtown neighborhood. They're moving into, and I wasn't familiar with this one, Bob. Maybe you were. The Alvin Theater, which is the old theater on that stretch there. That's going to be the art gallery, but it's been like most little theaters in Chicago. It started up as vaudeville, and then it sort of evolved into movies, and then eventually it was a Spanish language movie theater, and then a ballroom. So it's been a little of everything. Tomorrow it becomes an art gallery.
1612 West Chicago Avenue. That's cool. I recall Friday nights in River North. It would be really fun to go to all the galleries, and now we'll have the Westtown area to do that as well. Now on to Lakeview, and what's with this mystery project? What can you tell us about this?
Well, at Block Club, we go to a lot of community meetings, so we see a lot of these projects that get proposed to the aldermen and to the neighbors early on, and this one's in Lakeview it's at 3179 North Clark, which is probably easier to say. It's at the corner of Clark, Belmont, and Halstead, so a pretty prominent corner. There's a developer that wants to knock down the old Fifth Third Bank there and build what's going to be a huge complex with about a 50,000 square foot store at the bottom. But the catch is he's not telling the developers aren't telling anyone what that store is going to be, and that never sits well with neighbors. They want to weigh in if it's something that they're not too crazy about, if it's an entertainment thing, if it's a bar, they kind of want to have a vote in it. It's not going to be an entertainment venue because they would have to get a specific kind of permission to get that. That would kick off some public hearings, but they're begging to find out. It's probably going to be a grocery store. You know, there's some speculation about, I know Amazon Fresh is opening at a lot of places around the country, and there's some belief that this could be that. But there's a non-disclosure agreement, and it's really like the alderman wants to know, the neighbors want to know, and the developer says, we're not telling you. Mm. And it's happening in Lincoln Square as well and a couple other places around town. So it's kind of I wouldn't call it a new push, but something that's really infuriating some folks that they're going to could get a big box store in their neighborhood, and they're not going to know it until the first sign goes up. So they want a little bit more disclosure.
And finally, Lieutenant Haynes mentioned this. We've got a new beer and a new brewery opening this weekend.
Yes, Lieutenant Haynes I heard him talking about the Mars Community Club opening in Logan Square. It's very cool. We've written about Mars since they were just, as they described themselves, they were just a group of professional brewers, amateur brewers, artists, and weirdos sitting around the bar at Maria's in Bridgeport. And the co-owners of Maria's said, hey, let's start a brewery. They did it, a little tiny one. They opened a cool spot in McKinley Park right along the Bubbly Creek. It's worth checking out. And so now they're moving to the north side at Logan Square and the Margie's Candy Building. So congrats to them. They're a really great local enterprise that does a lot for the community down in Bridgeport. And now they're coming to Logan Square where Ed Marzewski spent a lot of time. He said he lived 10 years eating Margie Candy's ice cream and Arturo's burritos. So this is kind of a second home to him. So
good luck to them.
Yep.
Thank you, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.